The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's often helpful at the beginning of a period of meditation to allow a relaxation in the body. Sometimes this can be with a conscious checking in to places in the body and seeing if there's tension and allowing there to be a releasing of that tension if possible. So we'll start with this scanning from the top of the body, from the head, taking in the sensations at the top of the head, around the forehead, and seeing if there can be a softening and a relaxing of those muscles. Relaxing around the eyes. Down the back of the head. The face. Relaxing the mouth, the jaw, the neck and shoulders. Softening the muscles of the arms and hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. All those muscles around the rib cage. And maybe taking a deeper breath at this point. And noticing how that stretches the muscles on the in-breath. And then maybe allows them to relax a little bit on the out-breath. Maybe another deeper breath. And letting the breathing return to normal. Softening the muscles across the stomach and abdomen. The middle of the back, the lower back, the hips. You might even be able to soften deep inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs. The knees, the ankles, the feet. And then sometimes it's also possible, not always, but just see. Sometimes we can relax deep inside the body. We've consciously relaxed the muscles, but sometimes there's tension held internally. And so just check in. Perhaps you might be able to relax the inside of the throat. Relax the heart. Relax the stomach and the intestines, all of those organs inside the body, deep inside the body. And then maybe to relax any mental tension often shows up as being pulled into thoughts about the past or the future, concerns or worries about now. Seeing if you can let go of that for now, for this period of time. There's nowhere you have to go. No one you need to be. And not a lot to do. Just this exploration of connecting with being, with yourself in the present moment. Being here with yourself, knowing your experience. This being human. Sometimes we can, after having consciously relaxed the body, the mind, as much as we can, sometimes it's like our system, this organism, has access to a relaxation that we might not consciously have access to. Sometimes we can touch into it with a request, dropping in a thought into our system. And then not trying to do anything with it, but just notice how this thought lands. May the body relax. As that thought is dropped into your system, does it have an effect? Just be available to notice how it lands. May the body relax. May the body relax. May mental tension relax. May the mind relax. Sometimes it might also have an effect or an impact to express the wish, may the brain relax. As the body relaxes, it supports the mind to let go a little bit and relax. And as both body and mind relax, there can be a very natural availability of awareness. Just being aware of yourself sitting here. The experience of sitting in a body in this room. Contact of your hips against the chair or cushion or bench. Maybe the sensation of the uprightness of your body. Contact points of hands and feet. Just whatever's obvious about this aspect of sitting. One teacher said, sit and know that you're sitting. And everything, all of the teaching of the Buddha will be revealed to you. It can be that simple. Sit and know that you're sitting. And within the body, the sensations of breathing are also available in the present moment, always available as long as we're alive. The breath, breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. This connection with the breathing can be very light as we connect with breathing, knowing that we're breathing in, knowing that we're breathing out. We may also become aware that other things are happening. Sounds happening. And the breath. We don't need to push away other experience. Just keeping a gentle connection to this rhythm of breathing. The knowing of the breathing. May allow us to become more aware of other things happening in the present moment, other things besides the breath, other body sensations and the breath. Maybe emotions or moods and the breath. One of my teachers gave the analogy of being present with the breath. He said, if there's a candle in the middle of a room, you can look right at the candle, focus on the flame, and ignore everything else. But you can also recognize that the candle lights up the whole room. And kind of similarly, the knowing of breathing in and breathing out. Just staying connected to that in a very light way, in a simple way, can illuminate much more than just the breath. Hearing and the breath. Sensing and the breath. moods, emotions, and the breath. Of course, the mind will wander into thought. And equally, naturally, at some point, you'll recognize that the mind has been thinking. Something will happen that you're aware again. Perhaps aware that you have been thinking, but that awareness is already mindfulness. In that moment, appreciate that mindfulness has returned. And connecting again with how you are in the present moment, with mindfulness having returned, the mind having been thinking. Thoughts have such an effect on us. It can be really useful when returning from thinking to take some time to notice what has the effect been of thinking. There might be some tension or some new emotions or new body sensations present, opening to that. Sometimes after the mind wandering, it's surprising sometimes, but sometimes after the mind wanders, there can be more ease or more relaxation in the body. So giving yourself a chance to see, how are you, having returned to mindfulness again? If it's helpful, relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, you could use those requests again. May the body relax. Reconnecting with that gentle light touch of knowing, breathing in and breathing out.